Isaiah 12, 1 through 5. And I need to listen to this. Praise the Lord. He was angry with me, but now he comforts me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord is my strength and my song. He's my salvation. Oh, the joy of drinking deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will say, thank the Lord, praise his name, tell the world about his wondrous love, how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Good morning. Please tell me you can hear me. Oh, good. Thank you, Jesus. You know, what a fitting song to sing for a guy that is under it right now. I'm telling you, I'm having a hard morning, so if you would pray for me as I pray for us. Father, I thank you for this time that we set apart to worship you, to give you the praise and the accolades you so rightly deserve. God, I pray that you would forgive me for being a display of this sermon. So I ask your forgiveness, and that I would walk in your strength and your power. And for that, I will give you the praise in advance. Go before us now as we learn what you desire of us, as we try to make our way through this thing we call life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, I've been trying to figure out an opening for this sermon. Would you take what I'm about to say for the next paragraph of two as if Jesus were speaking directly to you? I know I don't look like him, I don't sound like him, but I can recount and pass on to you what I have learned, because that's what we're all called to do. Listen to these words. This is Jesus himself speaking to you, maybe for the first time in 2021. I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Here in Matthew 6, 25 through 34, Jesus makes plain the fact that when we worry, we lack to trust God. This morning, guilty as charged. I have been a worrywart since about 8:10 this morning. So this message is so for me. We need to understand that the same God who gave us life is sustaining it. For if we get consumed throughout our days worrying, we fail to believe that God is in control. Worry, fear, or anxiety are inappropriate responses to life's challenges because, listen, in reality, they don't change things, nor do they help us cope with the problem at hand. These things actually consume the energy that could, or better said, should be used constructively to address the problem. Here in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus uses the birds of the air to illustrate, listen, freedom from anxiety. The lilies of the field to illustrate freedom from chasing after the things of this world. And the grass of the field to illustrate our need to take a very close look at our priorities. He admonishes us in verse 27, saying that worry can't add anything to our life. So what would happen in 2021 if getting to know God in a personal way would become our first and greatest priority in life? You would tend to think that if we planned on spending eternity with Him, it would seem like a good idea to get acquainted with Him now. Maybe all the calamities of 2020 is what God is using us to draw us closer to Him. Quite honestly, the hour may be later than we think. And you may see Jesus face to face sooner than you know. Understanding how quickly life goes by and how long eternity is should teach us to have our priorities in order. According to God's Word, we are, in a sense, here today, gone tomorrow. James 4:14 says, "You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." We must have our priorities right to take full advantage of all that 2021 holds for us. For that matter, all of that the balance of our life holds. What's your priority in life? What's important right now? What are your priorities for any given day? The main point of Jesus' lesson is found in Matthew 6:33. "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." To say "seek first" reveals Jesus' concern for our priorities. This is not to be viewed as a suggestion. Seeking His kingdom and His righteousness is to be our first priority. To be effective at reflecting His loving kindness and faithfulness throughout our life. This teaching defines three issues in life: shelter for us and our stuff, clothing, and food. We spend the better part of our waking hours involved in these pursuits. Probably most of our concern is invested in these more than anything else. As people of God, those who profess to personally know God, who understand His loving kindness and His faithfulness, should not live with the anxiety in the way that people of the world are prone to. We are to be different. Jesus is bringing to our attention that there are two priorities we can focus our life on. We can chase after and be consumed with the things of the world, or we can seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of God. For the most part, we live our life our own way. We give ourselves first priority in life. We tend to give little, if any, attention to the spiritual things of life. We seem to think that somehow all the spiritual things just work themselves out. That's our human nature. Jesus warns that if we choose to place our priority, energies, efforts on providing for ourselves and make our primary concern the physical necessities of life, such as housing or food or clothing, we will move in the direction of the material and earthly things, which are temporal. They fade away. Or we can seek God's kingdom and His righteousness. These are to be the follower of Christ's top priority, made up of two parts: God's kingdom and God's righteousness, which last forever. But what is that to look like? Seeking God's kingdom is, to the best of our ability, living our lives in obedience to the Lord. To seek first God's kingdom is to devote our lives to the eternal work of our Heavenly Father, no matter the cost. The Apostle Paul offers a snapshot of what this looks like in Acts 20. At verse 24, he says, "My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." Take time today to read Acts chapter 20 to see a day in the life of Paul. We're to seek first His righteousness, a righteousness which is in line with God's character. We're to reflect Christ's likeness. Instead of longing after the things of the world, what if we were to hunger and thirst for the, get this, the things of the world to come? That's what we pray. Father in heaven, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As followers of Christ, we're to follow the instruction of Colossians 3, 2 and 3. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. That's who you are. We are to have Jesus' truth, love, and righteousness evidenced in our lives. Romans 14, 17 tells us, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, who, I may remind, lives in you." As we enter into this year, let's seek first the spiritual as opposed to the material. The eternal instead of the earthly. Listen, God instead of things. If we do, I believe worry, fear, and anxiety will become less evident in our lives and enable us to reflect Christ well in all that we do. Now, I have more notes, but I have to confess, I worry. It is my nature. I'm living proof this morning. I have been so distracted, and I know and sense that people are praying for me. So thank you. I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself, but I want to implement what I just shared with you because I think it will make a marked difference in the world we're going to live in 2021. What Jesus is teaching here is to clearly establish priorities in life, to keep the main thing the main thing. Don't get consumed with the things of the world. Let your first priority be following Christ. Jesus says, focus your attention and hopes on the things of the Lord. If you're going to be consumed with anything, be consumed with the kingdom of God. We find in this passage of Scripture, there are two ways of getting things. You can make them the object of your life and struggle to attain them, or you can have them added unto you. When we put God first, He will always add what we need to our life. We need to seek first His kingdom and leave the rest to His providential care. When God's priorities become our priorities, He'll take care of our needs. Notice, though, that there's an action to take on our part. Rather than being like the pagans of the world who are concerned about the physical needs, rather than seeking and worrying about food and shelter and clothing, Jesus is saying, focus your attention on the things of the Lord, and He'll take care of the rest. We must not expect God's blessing when He is not first in our life. Worry and anxiety are resolved when a lifestyle of seeking God's kingdom and righteousness first are put into play with each new day. Don't expect Him to spiritually or eternally bless you if you're not going to put Him first. We don't serve a Sunday and Thursday God. The God I serve is living and active every day. And I'll tell you, there's one being around us who wants to keep us from this relationship. I will not mention His name, but I think you know who it is. And He's very good at keeping us distracted. Our decisions in life must be carefully looked at. What or who am I putting first? Is the first question I ask in the morning. The daily life decisions we make must give priority to God's kingdom and righteousness. This is where the real issue lies. Will we walk by faith in Christ alone? Or will we walk by the sight and wisdom of our human nature? I spent 57 years following my human nature. 2021. We thought that 2020 was clear vision. 2021, I'm going to be hyper-focused on serving the God who created me and sustains my life. Will you join me? What's going to be the first priority of your day as you go throughout 2021? Jesus made it abundantly clear that when we worry, we show a lack of trust in God. When we don't trust God, we sin against Him. One last thought as we prepare for communion. What sin do you need to confess before coming to this table? Is it fear? Worry? Or you fill in the blank. Let's begin this year trusting God's faithfulness. God's Word tells us if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from every act of unrighteousness, every wickedness. This is what we celebrate when we come to the table. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that these passages that can be so familiar will have spoken volumes to us, that Your Spirit has pricked our heart, that we would desire to be all You created us to be, today, tomorrow, throughout 2021, and until You call us home. Continue to do a work in us that brings us to be all You created us to be. This is what I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. But I want to close with Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He who became the great shepherd of the sheep by an everlasting agreement between God and you, signed with His blood, produce in you through the power of Christ all that is pleasing to Him. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Keep Christ before you as you go throughout this week and entering to all that 2021 holds for you. Be blessed.